Kateřina Kněžíková is currently one of the most sought-after Czech opera singers. In the spring of this year, she starred in the title role of Leoš Janáček's Káťa Kabanová at the prestigious Glyndebourne Festival Opera in England, receiving huge critical acclaim. She also released a debut solo album called Fidile with songs by Bohuslav Martinů, Henri Duparc and Maurice Ravel. Her second solo album, Fantasies, is about to come out in just a few weeks' time. I met with Kateřina Kněžíková to discuss her recent successes and started by asking her what it was like to be back on stage after the long pause caused by the COVID pandemic.
It was very tough because in the end of March I came to England, to Glyndebourne. It was very strict rules all over the country. So on the one hand, we couldn't be less than 2 meters close to each other and we have to wear masks. And on the other hand, it was great because when we are for the first time see the audience, I just wanted to wave to each other and... It was just a miracle for everybody, and we enjoyed it so much, the performances, and the audience as well, because it's half work without the audience. Mm.
How long did you actually spend in Britain?
I was there almost 3 months. Yeah, 1.5 months we are rehearsing, and another almost 1.5 months we have our performances.
The coronavirus epidemic has affected all sorts of cultural events. Many of them actually had to be cancelled. How has it affected your schedule?
Yeah, it was pity because I had to cancel a lot of concerts and, of course, performances in the theatre, National Theatre and State Theatre. But on the other hand, it was great that they wanted to postpone a lot of events. So, for example, I'm going to go to Rome next June, and it was planned last year in June. So that's a good thing.
You said you spent more than a month preparing for the role in Britain. But in general, how long did you have to prepare for the role of Káťa Kabanová? And what did these preparations look like?
For me, it was like, on the first point of view, I couldn't sing this part because I used to sing another repertoire till then. But you can't say no to this kind of offer. So I tried to do my best. And I've prepared almost 2 years just considering singing. Because Janáček was new for me as well. And I didn't know how to sing this. So I've worked a lot on the part of Katya with my coach, Mark Vincov.
And looking back now, would you say it's actually one of your most favorite roles?
Yeah, definitely. I think that I really dive into the role, into the point of the character. It was amazing cooperation with the conductor, Robin Ticciati, and stage director, Damiano Micheletti. It was amazing cast, and I couldn't be more happy to share the stage with them.
You have also received raving reviews for your performance.
Yeah, it was stellar. Yeah, it was like, I can't believe that they're writing this thing about what I've done on the stage. And it was really for me like I've moved myself in another universe. Yeah.
So how important were these reviews for your future career?
I really don't know now, but I hope that something will come for the future. But for me as a person, it was great feeling. And I felt that I've done something important for myself and for the Glyndebourne Festival as well.
How does it actually look like preparing for a role in a family of 2 opera singers and 2 small children?
Yeah, we are trying to keep life as normal as possible. But with this work, it's complicated because we have another timing for the preparation and for work. I like when I have time for preparation at home because I'm reading text a lot. And then I go to pianist. I'm working with my coach, Mark Pinsov, as I said before. And then the rehearsing period for opera is 6 to 7 weeks and then premiere. So I always want to have more time for preparation, because with Katia Kabanova, I felt that I'm really ready. So that was a big school, that you can do anything on stage. You don't feel the boundaries, you don't feel insecure. And if you are really prepared, you can do whatever you want.
In May of this year, Kateřina Kněžíková released a debut solo album called Fidile with orchestral songs by Bohuslav Martinů, Henri Duparc, Maurice Ravel and Karol Szymanowski, which she recorded with the Janáček Philharmonic Ostrava, conducted by Robert Jindra. I asked her how she selected the repertoire for the album.
In the beginning, it was very clear for me, because I wanted to record Martinů's songs, The Magic Nights, because no Czech singer recorded before. So that was my first wish. And after that, we have chosen the other repertoire, Duparc and Ravel, the two beautiful cycles of songs, and Szymanowski as well.
So, as you said, the repertoire ranges from Bohuslav Martinů to Ravel and Henri Duparc, whose song actually gives the album the name Fidile.
Yeah.
Why have you chosen this particular song?
Yeah, because Fidile was a real person. She was very religious. And I remember that I was traveling somewhere and I heard the song for the first time. It was like everything stops in that moment, and I was listening and living the song with her. So it was a great magic moment for me, and I've decided in that moment that the album will have this kind of name.
You are about to release another album just 5 months after releasing Fidile. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's called Fantasies, and when I chose the repertoire, and after that, I was imagining myself as Alice in Wonderland. So it was so colorful and so different, because there are French, German and Czech songs again, because my heart, my soul is beating and living with the song. So I love it so much. So this new album called Fantasy, it's again song album, but not with the orchestra, but with the piano, accompanied by David Schwetz, great pianist.
So when exactly is it going to be released, and will there be a concert?
Yeah, we are having concert 11th of November this year, and in the beginning of November it's going to be released.
So what are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, I'm working on Rusalka, Dvořák's Rusalka, because I'm going to, in a few weeks, I'm going to jump in the production in State Opera here in Prague. And in the beginning of December, we are starting with rehearsing period of Così fan tutte in the State Theatre. So a lot of work, a lot of amazing and interesting work is ahead of me.